Active Measures is a documentary film that explores the history of Russian interference in elections, including the 2016 U.S. presidential election. It's now playing in swing districts across the country, with a one-night run this Saturday in Clovis. I recently caught up with the film's writer-director, Marley Clements. What was your role in the making of this film?
My title was writer-producer, and so I helped to do a lot of the research and craft the narrative and then sort of choose the people that we would be interviewing and make contact with them, ask them to do the interview. I did some of the interviews myself. Jack Bryan, the director, did most of them. And then once we were in the edit, I sort of helped choose what we would include and craft the narrative.
29 people appear in the film. Can you give us a list of some of the people that the audience would see?
Sure. So we interviewed Hillary Clinton, Senator John McCain. We interviewed the former president of Estonia, the former president of Georgia, the former CIA director, James Woolsey, a couple former FBI people, several diplomats, and a bunch of academics.
So the film came out in August, but now it's screening again in 15 swing districts in the U.S., including California's 22nd congressional district. What
Correct.
Do you hope the audience will take away from this?
I think we hope that they're able to see that, you know, democracies are fragile and that it's very important to go vote and make their voices heard this November, and that democracy is really under attack around the globe. This is not a uniquely American problem. It's happening all over Europe, and it's really scary. We're seeing the rise of authoritarian leaders in a way that we haven't in almost half a century. So,
Active Measures has partnered with Stand Up Republic to screen the film in swing districts. What is Stand Up Republic, and why the partnership?
Yeah, sure. We're super excited to be partnering with Stand Up Republic. It is the organization that was founded by Mindy Finn and Evan McMullen, who ran independent presidential candidates in 2016. It is their organization that concentrates on defending American democracy and the fundamental principles that have sort of made this country the home of liberty and a source of hope for many around the world. And so their concentration is defending democratic ideals, norms, and institutions, and that really fit with our mission statement of the film. And so we are very excited to be partnering with them, especially because they are a very conservative organization, and it makes this a really bipartisan effort. So we're really excited about it.
And the film is called Active Measures. Can you explain the phrase Active Measures?
Active Measures is a Soviet term that really refers to the campaigns that were launched by the Soviets to attack democracy and democratic institutions. So it's the idea of sowing, it's sort of a hybrid warfare. It's sowing doubt and creating chaos and undermining institutions in other countries. It was a KGB tactic that has really evolved into the 21st century under Putin's leadership, as Putin was a KGB officer, to fit within the 21st century technology sphere. And so with the rise of social media and being able to be in this global world we're living in, it's made it much easier for them to sow doubt and create chaos and attack institutions because they're able to, you know, feign identities of people all over the world and make false claims and build communities in places where they're not.
So in other words, Russian interference isn't just about the 2016 election.
Absolutely not. It's happening around the world. It continues to happen here in the U.S. today. And we saw it in the Brexit referendum. We see it in, you know, Austria, Italy, Germany, France, all over the world right now. And it's a real problem. And we need to really get back to our, you know, transatlantic alliances that have kept us safe for so many years and fight this. It's really important, and we're seeing a lot of countries, you know, become semi-state capture to the Russians and to these campaigns.
And in making this film, what did you learn that really surprised you?
You know, there's a couple things that I learned, and one of them I would say is just how global this really is and how closely these attacks have mirrored each other. I mean, these are the exact same playbooks, and they're used over and over again.
Can you give us an example of another country that where Russia has intervened?
The countries we focus on in the film are Ukraine, Estonia, and Georgia. Ukraine is a very good example. You saw in the 2004 elections there, which became the Orange Revolution. We focus a lot on that in the film because you see a lot of the same tactics that they were using at that point in the American system now. And, I mean, currently, we certainly saw these same attacks on Macron's election in France. We're seeing them in Germany now, the rise of the AfD party, and really throughout the globe. They're really happening everywhere.
One review said the filmmakers craft a compelling and alarming case for the role of Russian interference in the 2016 election, as well as other elections around the world, which you were just referring to. The film takes a lot of information and it disentangles it. What was the process of putting this film together?
Well, it was a lot of work, that's for sure. When we first started, my partners and I went into a friend's house in Southern Maryland, and we spent several weeks just going through footage of other elections, other countries where this was happening, reading white papers from think tanks across the globe. And then we also made a list of everybody who was working for the Trump campaign. This was in March 2017, and not a lot was known at that point. And so we made lists of everybody working on these on his campaign, and we really did a deep dive into their background. And, you know, you asked what was surprising to us that we learned. It was really very shocking to see how many of these people had been working with Russian interests in the past. I mean, if you look at Paul Manafort was so closely involved with Viktor Yanukovych, who's a Kremlin puppet. You know, we have Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, Rick Gates. There's so many. And a lot of those are sort of the big ones. But a lot of the other ones, you just see that they worked for organizations like, you know, doing lobbying or advising companies like Alpha Bank and Sberbank and Gazprom and, you know, really big Russian companies that because the way that Russia has operated are all under Putin's control. It's a kleptocracy, and these people are, you know, the heads of these organizations are his sort of puppets that are maintaining everything the way that he wants it to be.
And then back to active measures playing in swing districts. What audience are you targeting?
No, we're targeting center-right, center-left audiences, sort of anybody who, I think right now a problem we're facing in our country is that the watching the news every day is like a fire hydrant of water in your face. We are constantly bombarded with absolute craziness. And, you know, part of active measures campaigns is to undermine the authority of our news agencies and the journalists' work. And so people don't really know what to believe anymore. And we really want to put all of this within a larger global historical context for people. I think every day they hear of another tie with Trump and the Russians. I think when you leave this movie, audiences on all sides really will be able to see that these are not unique incidents. These are not one-offs. This is part of a larger campaign to undermine our democratic process, and it goes back a lot further than we thought, and I think that audiences on all political spectrum will be able to see that.
Again, Active Measures will play one night only at United Artists Clovis Movies 8 in Clovis. Thank you, Marley, for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much, Alice. We're really looking forward to being in your community.